Track 7. I'm a department manager in the civil service. The department's actually very informal and friendly. We're all quite young and everyone's on first-name terms. We all have lunch together in the canteen and we often go to the pub for a drink after work. We have one or two interns per year. We try to make them feel at home and part of the team, and usually it's fine. But a year or two ago, I had a problem with an intern I was supervising. At first, everything was fine. Monica was very bright and friendly and got on well with everybody. But then one day, we had a crisis in the office. My manager needed one of Monica's files for an important meeting at 10 a.m. We couldn't find it, and unfortunately, Monica wasn't in the office. She wasn't answering her phone, and she didn't arrive until 10:15. In fact, she had been to the dentist's, but she hadn't told me that she'd be late. Well, as you can imagine, I was stressed out and I made it very clear that this was unacceptable. And Monica just burst into tears. So I had to tell her that, well, you know, that was unprofessional too. Anyway, after that, things were never the same. She stopped socialising with the rest of the team. She wouldn't say anything in meetings. And she didn't even eat in the canteen with us anymore. I tried to explain that it was my job to tell her when there was a problem, and that it wasn't personal. But she couldn't accept that. For her, a boss was a boss, and a friend was a friend. And you couldn't be a boss and a friend.